Masechet Kelim Perek Tet Mishnah Gimel. We learned in Mishnah Aleph that if something is found within the airspace of an oven and that item is Tameh, then the oven becomes Tameh as well. Here we'll talk about where it's found below the airspace of the oven. Mishnah says, Hasheretz shenimsa lemata menechushto shel tanur tahor. If a dead sheretz was found under the floor of a tahor oven, the sheretz, the only way he could have arrived at that floor is to go through the oven, to go within the airspace of the oven. We still say tahor. The oven remains tahor. Shani omer, hayna fal ve'achshav met. Because we can make the assumption that it fell into the oven while it was still alive, and only after it was in the floor under the oven, not within the airspace of the oven, did it die. The assumption that we're making over here is the sheretz fell in while it was alive and only died after it crawled underneath, and therefore the oven remains tahor. If it was a dead sheretz that fell in and it went in the airspace of the oven would become impure. But we could assume over here that it was alive when it fell in because, number one, we have a hazakah. We have a presumed status. The known status of the oven was tahor. Therefore, unless we have real proof that it fell in while it was dead, we're not going to assume that it was dead. We could allow it to stay what its current status is. Likewise, a sheretz, the bugs over here, would usually dig a hole under the ground only while they were alive. So therefore, it's likely that the sheretz in the hole over here burrowed itself under the oven and was alive, therefore, when it passed through, in order so that it could burrow itself in, and therefore we could assume that the oven stays tahor. A similar ruling. Mahat o taba'at shenim se'ulimata menehushto shel tanur. A tameh oven, or a tameh needle, or a tameh ring that became tameh from being in contact with the corpse, and therefore they are now in avhatum'ah, and they are under the floor of a tahor oven. Similar question, if they went through the oven's airspace when they were impure, then the oven becomes impure. But if they fell in before the oven was there, then the oven remains pure. So what do we assume? We say tahor. The oven remains tahor. It's pure. Shani omer, sham hayu ad shelo ba tanur. Because we can make the assumption that it was already there under the ground before the oven was put there and the oven was placed on top afterwards, that it never passed through the airspace, and therefore the oven remains tahor. We have the same thing over here. We can rely on the hazakah. We don't know what really the story is over here. The oven is pure, though, right now in front of us. So in order to change its status, we have to have real proof. And over here, we can make the assumption that it's pure and it remains pure unless we have proof otherwise, and therefore we're going to make the assumption that the needle or the ring was underneath even beforehand. Nimse'u be'efed mikle tameh, she'en lo ba'mayit le. But if it was found in burnt ashes that were taken out from the oven, then the oven is tameh, because we could assume that the tameh needle and ring were inside the oven and they made it tameh. There are those who want to explain this part of the Mishnah as talking about the ashes in front of us are already removed. We don't have definite certainty that the needle or ring were in the oven, because we're dealing with ashes that are outside the oven and we're finding the needle or the ring outside the oven. But since it's probable that the ashes with the needle and the ring came from within the oven, we could therefore say that the impure needle or ring was in the airspace of the oven, and therefore it is tameh.